3, 2, 1. Good evening, vampires, werewolves, and all other nocturnal beings. Welcome to Titties by Night, a Vampire the Masquerade actual play run entirely by creatures of marginalized genders and presented by Tabletop's Titties. My name is Kelly, my pronouns are they, them. I will be your storyteller for tonight. I am dressed up as Sam the Newsie. It's... Hi, Dave, Mom. It's good to see you again, innit? Something. We're all dressed up in costumes, so if you can't see them because you're listening to the podcast, you should come join us on Twitch. You should. But before we get into the episode, we want to acknowledge the colonial history of Canada and how Canada has and continues to take from Indigenous people. The effects of colonization are still felt to this day, and we acknowledge that this episode is being recorded on the stolen lands of the Sequetmic, Semiamu, Catesy, Kwatland, Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coast Salish First Nations. If you would like to know more about the effects of colonization and support some Indigenous charities and organizations, you can go to the resources page on our website at tabletoptitties.com/resources. With me tonight, I am joined by the investigators of the occult and unusual.
Hello! My name is Emily Matchett. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Imogen White, the Salubri, whose pronouns are also she, her. And today I'm dressed up like a fairy.
Hey, everybody. I'm Charlene Bear. You can call me Char. My pronouns are she, they, and I play Octavia Miller, the Tremere, whose pronouns are she, her. And I'm dressed up as Octavia. I don't have any whiteout contacts. That would have been extra cool, but... Still, the rest is here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rachel Thielage. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Evelyn Stormloft, the Nosferatu, whose pronouns are also she, her. And I am dressed up as Cruella de Vil, who is an evil bitch, and I will not hear any other thing otherwise. I don't care if they try to redeem her in any movie. She doesn't like dogs, and that's... No. Just no.
But backstory.
No.
I still haven't seen it. No spoilers.
And once again, we are joined by Haley.
Hello, I'm Haley, and my pronouns are she, they, and I will be playing Erasmus, who is a Setite, and whose pronouns are he, they.
Yay! Whoop, whoop. Are we all good?
I'm ready.
I mean, I'm struggling with this eyelash.
But it's okay. I don't know if I'll notice when we cracked our beverages, I got beer all over my gloves.
Nice. We're all just living our best lives.
We're all like a great part.
Possible triggers for this episode: disregard for human life, gaslighting, drug use, and blood and gore and all the vampire things. Cannibalism, you know, the fun vampire stuff. So if any of it bothers you, feel free to skip the episode or wait a bit and get back in when you feel comfortable. We have a previously on, so if you entirely skip the episode, you don't have to worry about it and you'll be caught up. And we use the X card. If any of my players do not feel comfortable in a scene, they just use X, they type it in chat, they give me a hand signal, whatever, and we will fully stop, take a break if we need to. I recommend everyone uses safety tools in their game. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse. Everyone should do it. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Previously on Titties by Night, we met Erasmus in an undisclosed den of vampiric debauchery run by a Zamichi named Diana, and they both had little recollection of what they had done. The only evidence of their bender was two dead men, one of whom Diana claimed to be Inquisitor. Back at the IOU, following the events of the heist, Imogen secluded herself in her room while the others found out what was in the box sent by the Lees. Sure enough, it contained the head of Benjamin Bradley, the head of the group who were hunting Imogen's aunt. The coterie also returned Marguerite's doll and began the task of returning her soul to her body. Imogen decided to spend time with her aunt now that things were less dangerous, and they went to Ireland for some nostalgia. Meanwhile, Evelyn put in motion her plans to sabotage Melinda's rise to Harpy by spreading rumors about her. It was partially successful, but rumors began to spread about Evelyn herself. Octavia went to the Chantry to practice new rituals and spent time trying to help Marguerite put her soul back. With little success, they turned to Constance Ambergris, the artifact dealer, for help. She claimed that kindred magic was too corruptive to help and that Marguerite needed to go to Hyde Park to ask for help from the werewolves, but she would have to go alone. Weeks passed, and the gang was visited by a new client, Erasmus, who claimed there were ghosts haunting his new estate. Octavia and Evelyn quickly promised to help, and they all traveled to Raz's house. On the way, they discussed fortune-telling, and Octavia showed a bit of her powers. At the estate, they were greeted by the housekeeper, who told them the history of the house. It didn't take long before the pair realized that there were no ghosts, and not only were the staff involved, but Erasmus himself. But...
betrayal!
No. It's haunted.
It's definitely haunted. Some haunts.
Suspicious.
We are going to join Imogen. Imogen!
Hello.
You awake on a small cot in a small metal room. Can you give me a rouse check real quick, please?
Yeah.
I remember it so good.
Hey, that's an 8.
All right. You do not feel the beast rising up. But as you awake, you realize the room is slowly swaying back and forth, and there's a thick burlap sack bolted on the wall. It's clear looking around that this is the storage room of some type of ship. There are loose tools and resources either tied down or connected to the wall. You have this weird sense of how you got here. You remember a lot of the last month, but more through an almost dream sense. Like it had happened years ago, and you're trying to draw on the memories one at a time. You remember talking to the Korvax, who helped you with the heist, and having them get in contact with your aunt. You remember meeting up with Florence and making the decision to visit Ireland. From there, you only have pieces of memory, good moments that stood out, but any time you try to stay in one for too long, it bursts like fog and reassembles into the next one. You do find, near the bed, one of your journals. And this is one of the ones that you had gotten for Christmas, and at this point it is full. You can see all of the pages well used and some like slipped in that had maybe been ripped out, and it looks well used over the month.
I would like to look at it and read it.
As you begin to flip through it, it's almost like a retelling to yourself. Reading these words, you fully understand that this is what you have been doing through the month, but it's almost like trying to remember a journal that you had written in middle school. Write about your journeys through Ireland and getting there via your aunt compelling a ship captain. You remember visiting your family in the cemetery. Standing atop a hill overlooking your old village. You and your aunt had traveled to Dublin and hung out in the city for a while. You talked about how now that Benjamin is dead, it's still not safe for Florence to return to London just yet. The Inquisitors may be scattered, but her name is still pretty prominent there, and some time needs to be spent so that it can fade away a bit. And you write a lot reminding yourself that your aunt's arcane abilities are going to make it hard for you to remember this journey. But she has made this decision specifically to keep you safe so that you have very little details to give anyone if they should ask or compel you into telling them. Outside this room that you're in, you hear footsteps approaching and the wheel on the thick steel door is slowly turned. As the door opens, you see just like the saltiest looking ship captain. He's got like this massive bushy beard, a heavy captain's coat, and a hat that he actually removes and holds to his chest. And he says, we'll be arriving in London soon, miss. If you'd like to gather your things, I can help you bring them topside.
Sure, that'd be lovely. Thank you.
All right, I'll be waiting here for you then. You have like a luggage and there's like a few loose clothes and stuff scattered around this room.
Yeah, pack it all up and get ready to go.
As you pack, he kind of like walks over to the burlap sack and like rips it off. And you now see that it had been covering like a porthole. And you can see just like water sort of like brushing up against the outside of it. And he offers to take your bag.
Yeah, I'll accept the help.
All right, follow me then, miss. I'll lead you through the ship. You probably don't remember too much of getting down here, do you?
Not much, no.
That's fair. Your aunt told me the whole business. We're of like mind, so you don't have to worry too much.
Ooh.
Sure. Okay.
Mean,
like I could sense the beast, but I don't want my eye to bleed just in case.
That's fair. He leads you through almost this like labyrinthine steel ship. It's probably like the first time you've been cognizant of being on one of these since you're usually unconscious when you're shipped to London. and as you reach the top of the stairs, you find yourself on a large metal steamship. And sure enough, you can see the Tower Bridge just as the two halves are being raised up for you to pass through. The city is still covered in a melting snow that sort of gives it the bit of a dreary vibe. But you can make out a few people still milling about late at night. And he sort of like leads you to the front of the ship and just sort of like settles there. And he looks out and says, I can't stand them.
Who?
All these people in the city. I don't know how you deal with it.
You don't mind them. They're just living their lives.
Sure. But if all those people found out what we are, they'd immediately try and destroy us. But
oh, they're not so bad.
Really? Your aunt told me what happened before you left.
Well, it's all better now, so
I guess.
Got better.
But don't you find it strange that they're walking about living their lives, but we're supposed to hold back this thing in us? But if we turn, we become the very thing that they think that we are.
Well, I guess so, but I don't know. There are ways around it, and I don't know. I can't believe that it's all bad.
Well, I guess that that makes you a bit more optimistic than me. I prefer
you
the...
You like grins.
I prefer the sea myself. Kind of like tugs at his collar. And as he does, he like scratches his beard up and you see what appear to be like gills along the side of his neck.
Ooh.
And kind of like scruffs himself up a little bit and says, well, we'll be making dock soon enough. It's been nice to have you on board as much as it's been.
Do I know what I don't know what gills mean, do I? At all?
Give me a... intelligence and a cult.
That's my favorite role.
That's Imogen.
It's two dice, Kelly. Guess what? I failed both of them.
Oh, no.
No.
Your hunger dice wasn't a one, was it?
No, it had a two.
All right.
Woo. Double check. Yeah, it's a two.
Yeah, you have...
You go into a frenzy and eat him.
You have no clue.
No, welcome help. Back to the city.
Yeah.
some salty sea captain with gills, I guess, who claims to be... kind of like mind.
He's a mermaid.
Hey, but like,
I mean, you're free to have Imogen believe that he's any type of mystical creature that you wish.
Yeah, he's a mermaid now.
Yeah. You thought Marge was an angel, so sorry, Marguerite. She'd be so terribly mad if I called her Marge.
You hear shouting from across the city, Evelyn.
Like, what the fuck?
And Imogen slowly makes her way back into the city, getting back to the IOU. Now, back at Raz's estate. Octavian Raz. Oh, I almost did Irish. That's the most
the
Irish
the
I've had to do, and now I gotta hold on to it. Octavian Raz, you were both standing in the master bedroom of the estate. Octavia, you've just scried Raz's soul and discovered that he is in fact involved in the fake haunting here. The, like, faint, limp whispers that you hear in the room are still present. We are right here in this moment. What do you do?
I'm so sorry. Erasmus, this is directly connected to you. To your presence in this home. The spirits here do not seem to be excited. In fact, well, quite the opposite.
Well, that's rather rude of them, isn't that? me, to me. Are you sure it's me? Because I had no issues until I moved into this place.
I was faced with a vision as you held my hands. It is unmistakable that it is directly correlated to your presence in the home. Whether or not they are following you is yet to be seen.
Is there anything we can do to deal with this? Because it really is putting a damper on parties, you know, if I've got things flying around.
Yes, perhaps. Are there any objects that have flown recently that you may be able to give me? I would be able to research them back at our establishment and perhaps find greater detail that may help you.
Winifred kind of speaks up.
She's not here.
Isn't she?
No, I sent her away.
She went down to investigate. Because all of her dudes ran away because I fucking scared them.
Then never mind.
Yes, well, to be honest, I think most of the items in this room have flown around. Perhaps that book over there.
You'll have to hand it to me, darling.
Oh, good. I'm so rude. I feel hurry over and pick up the first book he sees and kind of like glance through it just to make sure it looks like kind of, he'll maybe like try to like rip the top a little bit just so it looks a little bit.
It just feels like kind of ripped up.
I love it.
I only because I was recently reading about this for research reasons. It is a book by Karl Marx.
Oh,
it is a communist manifesto.
All right.
Oh my God.
We are well educated here.
Oh my.
Yes, I think this will do well.
Thank you. And before we leave for the evening, I would like to visit another room. Is there another area that the hauntings seem prevalent?
Oh, I'm sure there is, though. I think we should ask Winifred.
Yes, where did she go?
That's a good question. Actually, where did those... Yeah, perhaps we better go see.
Hmm.
And he'll, like, hold out an arm for her.
Yes, I'll take it. Come on, Prophet.
Evelyn, you're still in the kitchen, right?
Yeah, well, I was near the staff quarters. I definitely had Cloak... I have Cloak of Shadows back up, so...
You see Winifred, like... scurrying through the kitchen towards the staff quarters and kind of like opens the door and looks in and says, oh, heavens, where did they go?
Does she go in?
She kind of like stands there and then like looks around and like chases out the same door that they had sprinted from.
Oh, okay.
And begins like, she stops at the door leading out to the garden. And kind of like looks as they're still fucking booking it. away. She says, oh, this is all right. And kind of like looks around to see if she's got anything to offer and then realizes that she's a housekeeper to Kindred and begins to like rush back towards the stairs.
Okay. I wanted to wait and see if she was gonna give anything away, but I guess she's just worried about them. I guess I will pretend to go. I don't know why. She's going back upstairs to find Raz, I'm assuming. Okay. Well then I think I will wait until she's back up there. And then I'm gonna go in and snoop in the little staff room to see if I can find something.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Raz, as you are descending the stairs, sure enough, Winifred stops at the bottom and says, oh, Lord Erasmus, of you all finished upstairs then?
Oh, yes. Winifred, what's going on down there? We heard some loud screams.
I believe the boys have been startled by a premonition of supernatural stylings. So they will be of no help for the rest of the night. And perhaps things have become a little bit too active in the estate for our guests. We might need to wait until a more... sedated night.
Yes, I wouldn't want to endanger you or your companion. companions, and he'll kind of look down at Prophet.
Oh, thank you. So very kind-hearted. Yes, perhaps this is the best course of action. Our dear friend Imogen has a certain expertise with these things as well. I can't do a seance without her, you see.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
And this home is definitely in need of a seance.
Which really? Is like the that fuck? Bad.
If you say so.
Well, then perhaps we should find Miss Evelyn and see you off for the night.
Yes, yes, of
course. Storyteller, I would love it if I was able to do like a quick little like looky-loo as soon as she left and then like appear like behind her being like, oh, yeah. What? You called me? Like, I, as for flavor, I'd love it if they said my name and I was already there.
Give me
I
a...
was really
give me a wits and investigation then.
Cool.
For searching the staff quarters.
Amazing. Oh my god, fuck yeah, bud. I got two tens. Five successes.
Five successes.
Yeah.
So the quarters itself seem like pretty standard. There's like a few beds and like side tables with like various just more communist manifestos.
Fuck. All right.
You find a cabinet that is just chock-a-block full of like sheets with eye holes cut out of them. Just like things to like various instruments of like one of those sheets, those like tin sheets that when you hit them, it kind of makes a banging noise that sounds like thunder. Just like a bunch of like props for like what you would figure someone who knows a decent knowledge of what hauntings seem like.
Those sheets with eye holes.
Just a collection.
Only the best.
Yeah.
So much effort was put in.
Mm-hmm.
So much. All right, cool. Is there anything that I could sabotage so that it doesn't work?
You can sabotage one thing and still make it for your dramatic entrance, but if you try to sabotage anything else, it's timed a little bit off.
Okay. All right, fuck it. I want to sabotage as much as I can before it gets suspicious that I'm not there. Fuck it.
So you just start like...
I'm a woman of business. Yeah. What can I say?
You start like
I'm not
tearing
a toreador.
Into things.
I don't need to have a flashy entrance. Fuck it.
The like the mallet for banging on the tin is snapped now. And there's just like a bunch of like minor adjustments made to things so that they just won't work now.
Yeah. So now whenever their plan is actually happening, it'll be like, oh, I guess it's not... happening.
I guess we fucked.
That's a shame.
Winifred has like gathered all of your stuff now and is like helping you through the door. She has already said, let's find your friend Evelyn.
Wait!
What?
I'm sensing something.
Oh dear.
I'm being drawn back, and I start walking.
Oh my god.
Winifred like looks at you, Erasmus, like wide eyed, shaking.
Like, the fuck?
Rass, come here.
Oh, right. Well, yes, you've found a hot spot of supernatural activities. Wow, what a keen sense you have, Miss Octavia.
I feel like Evelyn will show up now. It's like, well, I checked the left corridor of the house. There's nothing there. I heard some noise, though. Is everything all right?
Yes, it seems that Cyril and Gustav have been startled away by a fiend.
Oh, well, fiends will do that.
Oh, Gustav tastes so good.
Yes, well, I don't know what fear does to the taste of Vitae. Miss Octavia, where...
Just as quickly as it came, it went.
Oh.
You must get home.
Now that spirits. Evelyn's here, I'm like, oh, okay.
These spirits, so elusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very secretive.
Yes. I have found that to be the case.
I'm like very much like staring at and just like, oh, you poor dear. You must be so stressed with your dear friends running about outside.
Well, every night is an adventure, I can tell you.
I can imagine.
We are very dedicated to Lord Erasmus and the endeavors that he wishes to accomplish.
Evelyn, I did get this book from Erasmus, who let me know that it is quite a source of the mischief. So I hope that we can research it more back at home.
Yes, of course.
Once again, it's just a communist
manifesto. Such a source of mischief. Indeed, it is.
Well, if the hauntings have perhaps we should see our guests out, Lord Erasmus.
Yes, I would be so grateful if you could look into this this book and see if there's anything you can possibly do to help out around here.
But of course.
Once we are a full team, we'll make quick work of this, I'm sure.
Oh, delightful. I can't thank you enough for coming in the first place.
Yes, anything you forgot to mention before we take our leave?
I don't believe so, Winifred.
But perhaps if you have the chance, doing a little bit of research into the history of the home has definitely helped me understand the type of premonitions that apparitions, I believe, that have appeared. So, yes, a bit of research may help in your investigation.
Oh, I do my fair share of research. I can definitely do that.
Any skeletons in your closet, I'm sure they'll pop up.
She jests, of course.
Well, of course, there are no skeletons in here. Well,
we should be
going. So nice to have you. Yes.
And Winifred sort of helps you back into the cart as you head back towards the IOU. And she sort of walks back into the house and looks at you and says, shit.
Shit indeed.
I don't know where they went. Things did not go according to plan.
On Earth scared them out. They're professionals.
I don't know. I'm positive there's no ghosts in here. Perhaps they startled themselves.
And they love me. They wouldn't just leave me. God.
I'm sorry we failed you, Lord Erasmus.
Oh, it's not your fault, Winifred. You're delightful.
Thank you. Well, I suppose we will prepare for their next arrival. Perhaps you could visit them before their next investigation and, you know, mind stuff them, whatever it is that you do.
Yes, of course, darling. I will go mind stuff them.
Yes. I'm going to go find those two fools.
Yes, please do. And if you find Gustav, send him to my room.
Indeed. And we are going to journey back to the IOU. Evelyn and Octavia, you arrive and...
What the fuck was that?
My question is, what's in it for Erasmus? It makes sense for mortals to be... toying with people for who knows, money or things, but this seems like something else. There's always something else. I very much would like my people on this. I will be sending out my best.
I'm very eager to hear what they come up with.
As you enter into the IOU, Imogen, you hear the ding 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 of the front doors. Your two coterie members arrive home.
I rush to meet them.
Oh, you're home.
And I give them both hugs, whether they want them or not.
Right. Yes, this is... I pat her on the
head. Oh, Imogen, you're so warm.
Yes, that's surprising for one such as us.
She looks very confused.
Yes. You know what I mean. Your spirit, it just glows. I've missed your presence around here.
Right? Well, I missed you too as well.
How was your trip?
Do tell us all about it. Did you write us any lovely poems?
I've missed your poetry.
Well, no, actually. I don't quite remember a lot of it, actually. It was, you know, just all a blur.
Oh, that's just very exciting. Well, I'm sure you had a wonderful time. Especially if it was such a blur, that's usually the best times, if I remember correctly.
Imogen looks confused at that.
Well, we certainly have a story to tell you, Imogen.
Yes, what have you been up to? Anything exciting while I was gone?
Well, we do have a new assistant, as Marguerite's busy reconnecting, if you know what I mean. But she did give us a lovely replacement. Perhaps you've met them while he's been here.
He's not here right now.
Oh, okay.
The lovely gentleman we got the job...
Murphy.
Yes, that's his name. Wonderful. I totally remember his name. What do you mean? I just remember he got us the job with Henrietta.
Yes.
Right. Is he any good?
He's learning. He doesn't quite know.
I might not have been here, but I listened to the last episode.
That's awfully nice of you to say.
Yes, he's doing his best. It is quite fun to tease him, knowing he doesn't know what's going on with us. He's rather confused. So don't
what
tell
does he
him
think,
anything.
Then?
Don't. He doesn't know that we are
what we are.
Indeed.
What does he think then? Does he think anything?
No. I think he thinks we're rather strange.
I think that's I guess. You had a sun condition. You know, allergic to the sun.
And just me, though. What about the rest of you?
He's very, I don't know, he seems rather scared of us. I did accidentally make a joke about not wanting to bite him, and then he was rather confused. So just be careful. That's all.
All right.
And then the other thing we should probably let you know is we're in the middle of a case. The first evening, actually, just now, we're arriving back. The dear Lord, is he a lord?
I mean, you know, housekeepers call.
Lord remains to be seen. Erasmus, his house is supposedly haunted. I will tell you right now, it's a complete hoax. Everything is made up.
Quite
not
a sham. And that's the biggest thing. We don't have any information on what his motivations might be. Rachel, did you preemptively look into Raz, or is this the first time you're going to be?
No, this is the first time I'm sending people out about this, so...
So I'm very intrigued to see what our lovely Evelyn's network can pick up for us.
Speaking of which, I'll get right on that. Hold, please. And I go downstairs.
All right.
And I'll fill Imogen in on, like, all the little intricacies of the case.
Cool. Then we will assume everyone does that. You send William out. Give me a intelligence and streetwise or intelligence and etiquette, depending on which... class you were using to find Erasmus information. Streetwise would be, you know, the places Erasmus hangs out with for benders, and etiquette would be parties that Erasmus goes to in the upper class.
I don't think William's gonna get into any of the parties, so we're gonna go ahead and go streetwise. And I will go, damn it, I need some... After William leaves, I'm like, damn it, I need some higher class help around here.
Some rich ass
sorry,
goals.
That is intelligence and streetwise, you said, yes?
Correct.
Okay, there's no way for William to rouse the blood on this one, huh?
I mean, you know, you could embrace William if you want.
I don't wanna.
No!
William's just like, any day, Mom, any day, you could help me out.
Please,
I'm just
Mom.
Like, oh, yes, anytime.
Please, I just need their blood.
All right, so we got 2 out of 3 successes.
All right.
Rolling 3 dice. We're not working with much here.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. So the three of you settle in for the day. and
arise the next night, and I'm going to need all four of you to give me rouse checks.
Cool. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Is this resetting?
That's like, a two.
The hunger?
Ten.
Like,
nope. Fuck yeah. Whatever you had last session still exists.
God, this could be a problem. All right, let's see. Alrighty.
Throw it in chat for me in Zoom just so that I can
see new dice.
Don't have to ask everyone. We'll treat it like...
My dudes, I gotta go feed because I'm at four hunger.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Ooh, got a lot of them.
I got a two.
Yeah.
So, Erasmus, as you arise in your completely, totally haunted house for the night, you hear in your mind the voice of your sire.
Erasmus, we shall travel the globe to find you. The mess you have left does not come for free.
And you get a little bit hungrier.
Oh, I need some more blood, preferably with alcohol.
I mean, in your case, you can just tell me which of your housekeepers you want to feed on, and you get, that hunger can go away real quick.
You'll just snatch someone.
Yeah. All right, who wants in? As for Octavia, that means we're going to have to play one of your sire.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I also am at four hunger.
Ooh, I get to do the angry one. This is going to be an angry Nora.
If it weren't for me, you would be forgotten to the annals of time. If you give a damn about your place in history, then feed.
Yes, Vanessa, I do want to feed. I'm quite hungry and I do care about my place in history. I'm intrigued by this new mystery. I rhymed. Why am I speaking to myself?
Prophet is just like, roll another D10 for me.
Oh, seven.
As you get dressed and get all of your equipment and stuff ready, as you open the door to your rim, you hear ding, 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 ding.
Oh, Aiden, thank you so very much. And I'll bend down and feel for the bottle.
There is indeed a bottle. There is a single bottle of blood, but it seems to be full. Since you have recently solved Aiden's problem, they are still raising more chickens. Luckily, chickens breed like mad.
It's true.
When not being haunted.
I don't know what I expected, but I recently found out that they literally lay an egg every day. And I was like, damn. What?
So I would need two chickens. And Evelyn, when you arise, you hear in the back of your mind, Josiah.
Evelyn, I tire of these games. Feed now. Or I will take over for you.
Well, we do not want that, do we?
Also, Spring Heel Jack is totally real. Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Why am I talking to myself?
Listen.
And I'll get up and I'll be like, I have to go and feed. I am miserable and cranky and so is he. And I just leave and I'm going to hunt.
Let's get a little hunt in there, shall we?
Yeah.
Do you remember what your role for hunts are?
Oh, do I have it written down here? I don't know. I have Alley Cat. Where the fuck would I
have
that written
down? I'm almost there.
I thought I had it written down too. What the fuck? Did I have it on a different page?
Potentially. Evelyn, why? Yours is strength and brawl if you are hunting by force, or wits and streetwise if you are stalking for criminals.
I will go wits and streetwise.
Go find us a messy lad.
Three.
All right.
Successes.
It's pretty cold out. And if I know anything about crime, it's inconvenient if it's cold. You know, you want to be warm while you're doing crime. So it's slim pickings. You do find a few like pesterers, like some beggars who aren't part of your gang are like pestering groups a little too hard and sort of getting a bit aggressive.
and seem to be targeting groups of women to like make them feel scared or so that they'll give them more money. And definitely encroaching on your territory.
Well, I suppose they'll do. Yeah, fuck it, let's go.
All right. You, no problem, slink up in the snow, leaving nary a trace. You gonna go all in, or?
For these souls, I don't know. Perhaps not. I'll try to go as far as I can before they're dead. Let's all right. just say that.
And what,
these guys, they didn't kill anyone. They didn't touch anyone. They're just being weird.
Just being dicks. What's your hunger at right now?
It was at 4.
All right. I'll say you can get 2 down before you think that this person wouldn't recover.
Okay. So we're back to 2 hunger.
Uh-huh. And you're going to get choleric resonance, which gives you +2 celerity and potence.
Celerity?
And potence. That's being fast and punching good.
Cool.
And you sort of return back to the IOU as everybody else is setting up and whatnot.
All right, where were we?
Yes, I don't know what I should say when we get back there. What's our plan?
Well, have I heard from William yet? Let's see. Any news? I will...
Nothing yet, it seems.
Well, William will return when he has information to give me. It doesn't seem he has that yet. But I did give it to him, this quest to him late last evening, so I'll give him some time.
Do you think that... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you first, of course.
Do you think that there's something we are missing about the house, about the home itself, about the building? They were so adamant about the history on the building.
I suppose we could humor them. I'm sure this is just something they want us to look into to try to frighten us. What if somebody was murdered there years and years ago and that wants us to be, oh, this is something so serious.
I'm so
scared.
We must
be frightened. Oh. I really don't want to read into anything they ask us for. I will let you know. They will most likely try to set off some of their fake hauntings again this evening when we return. I have sabotaged most of their contraptions.
Ah, excellent. So
let's hope they haven't caught on to such a thing.
Imogen, does your bright mind have any ideas on potential motives here?
Not really. I haven't really met any of them, but it's usually the Lees, so... Do we know if any of them know the Lees?
It could be the Lees. Damn it, those Lees.
It's usually our go-to.
Very true. I didn't even think about that angle.
They probably have some dirt on him.
Doing some business for the Lees would not put Erasmus in our good books. But neither does having a fake haunting either, so.
Yeah. The way it's something I can use against him. It's fine.
From the basement, you hear Travis calling down. Excuse me, I don't know if you're up yet, but we have a guest up here. It seems that Erasmus has returned, wishes to give some more information about the case. Also, hi, Miss Imogen. I didn't know you came in last night.
Hello, Murphy.
It's so good to see you again. Well,
it's
when
nice
I see
to
you.
See you too, or hear you.
I'll wait up here for you. Take your time. They'll be right out.
All right.
Octavia? Do you know anything about... Would I know about how Raz's clan operates? Or would I know the clan?
Give me a intelligence and a cult. Both of you can if you're discussing this. I gave you a couple of the freebies that are like, for sure, this is this clan. This is the things they do.
You know what? Let's rouse the blood. Fuck it. Ooh, we made it.
Got a couple blood and suddenly we're in Vegas.
Yeah. Okay. Three successes.
All right.
Four.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the followers of Set are one of the local clans. They're pretty tight-knit. You know that you killed one of the sects of them, but the Jormungandr clan isn't, like, that tight with the other ones.
No, they were weirdos.
And you did find one of their leaders who had been turned into a snake and...
Yeah.
Was down there for a few tens or so years.
Yeah.
They believe that, you know, Gehenna's cool. We should, why not? Sun goes out, we all live forever. Are kind of, I don't know.
We don't know what kind of powers they would try to use. Like, basically, Rachel is asking if we would know that they can use, like, manipulative shit.
I mean, Haley, do you want to fill them in with anything? As the follower of Set, you would know more than I.
They definitely tend to be excluded from circles because they're known for the nature of manipulation or they're kind of known for like creating cults and stuff, so.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
And they hate light. They hate light more than most vampires.
Fuck the light. the usual culty type people are very good at brainwashing, so.
Could
Octavia, Imogen, don't trust anything this man has to say. His type is very good at making you think he is your friend, but he is not.
Travis just looks at you, Raz. Can I get you anything? We have scones.
Raz just gonna like take a deep breath of him. Oh no, Travis, darling, thank you.
Smells himself. All right, I'm gonna get back to filing. I believe that I've almost got them organized.
Oh, well done.
Thanks. The person that I replaced had a very unique way of organizing these files. There's a lot of poetry for some reason.
Uh-oh. I'm intrigued.
Hard wink. They're all
hard
on our
wink
Patreon.
To the camera.
Are y'all heading up?
Yeah, I guess we're going.
I'll just say, like, perhaps the best way forward is just to play along a little bit longer and see what we can find out.
Yes, just be on your guard mentally is all I'm saying.
Yes.
If, I mean, just table talk, because I don't think Imogen would be smart enough to put this together because also she didn't do a roll. Could this be some sort of like revenge with all the snake stuff?
Could be. Yeah.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm. Something to keep in mind.
It's in the back of Evelyn's mind, but I also feel like this lad is so different from that sect that I'm kind of like, maybe not. But I'm also just like, we'll wait and see what William finds.
Yeah, I think
before I jump to any conclusions, I want more evidence.
Totally using Imogen's new mentor ability, where Emily can basically ask me anything that her aunt may or may not have told her. I imagine you told her all the stories that you had over the cases and stuff. So yeah, she probably would have told you that the Jormungandrs probably weren't close-knit with the other rest of the followers of Set. And there's a chance that the cult that you had faced, like the cult leader that you had faced as a snake is like, was there for so long that they were very separated from everybody. So you would potentially think that it's like a low chance unless Erasmus was part of that cult a long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Also, you would know that you have unswayable mind. So all the words like manipulation being thrown around, you'd probably be ready
Perfect.
For that.
Perfect. That's true. I forgot you had that.
It's because I never want to use any of my powers or I get eaten.
That one might be passive. You should check the card.
Yeah, it is. So,
is it passive?
You literally just cannot be manipulated.
You add your fortitude rolls. If anyone tries to manipulate you, you add your fortitude to your rolls to resist it.
Heck yeah.
Anyways, we'll
I go upstairs.
Yeah, we'll say the four of you
extra
went upstairs.
Two dice, yo. That's a fuck ton of dice.
yeah.
and Erasmus, you see the four of them emerge from the basement into the lounge area.
Oh, Erasmus, good evening.
Hello. I'm so sorry to drop in again. I was in town and I thought I would, you know, come see how the case is doing.
But of course, you are done. You are our client. You are most welcome here.
Indeed. Oh, thank you.
Yes, Octavia, what did we find on the book?
Yes.
Time to bullshit.
I'm going to try and base this in fact. So I would like to, as I hold this novel, or it's not a novel, this Karl Marx book, I would like to premonition as I hold it.
Sure.
Seize all of communism.
Yay. Well, or it's up to you. Or I could do the Path of the Blood, which will give me information on who owned this book before.
I mean, you could give me a, we'll do the premonition. Give me the Raz check.
Okay. That's a success.
Nice. And then give me a resolve and aspects.
Ooh. Just I had a brain fart about what resolve was. I'm like, that's an attribute. Whoops. Okay, here we go.
Pop up a Google preview of the Communist Manifesto.
Four successes. Four, yeah. I min-max the hell out of Octavia. I'm always rolling like 9 dice.
That's wild.
You would, strangely enough, get like flashes of Raz's estate, but sort of back when it was at its peak of various like soldiers residing in there. And sure enough, as Winifred had said, this place was like raided and attacked by British soldiers and cleared out and sort of just became destitute until Raz came and purchased this place.
Okay.
Violence. Violence has entrenched itself into your home. Many souls are attached to this book and to the haunting itself. I am eager to re-enter the estate and feel what else may be occurring there.
Oh, that sounds dreadful. Of course, I would be delighted to have you all back. I know you were saying that you must be Imogen. I'm so sorry. Erasmus.
It's lovely to meet you.
Oh, you as well.
I smile.
Smiles, yeah.
I have a question for the storyteller.
Yes.
By looking at these three, is there one that Raz might think would be the most suggestible?
I mean, Imogen definitely gives off the appearance of being the most suggestible,
yes, try
which
it,
is
bitch.
Hilarious.
I'm ready. Got all the dice.
I think Raz is going to kind of like flip back his hair and switch on awe and just like lounge back in his chair. And kind of look to each of them and linger for a moment on Imogen. And I think he's going to try entrancement.
Ooh.
Dum, dum, dum.
All right.
What do I roll now that I know I'm adding an extra 2? I'm fucking ready.
Did I write down what you roll? I totally forgot.
I was trying to find it and I just found an old one.
And y'all, there's a lot of powers in this game.
That is okay.
What's it under?
A lot.
Presence, right? Or is it dominate?
I do have the presence. Book open.
Okay.
Yeah, this one says like appearance and empathy, which sounds weird to me.
Okay. Charisma and presence versus composure and wits.
All right. Roll those ones for me, please. And thank you.
And add your unswayable mind.
I believe you get
a fuck ton of dice.
Erasmus, you get to add your presence rating to this. Yes. To any social roles.
Yeah,
because
you, you have
all. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's almost all my dice.
Hold up. Do I get my friendly face bonus here?
No, that hurt you a little bit because you're so precious that Erasmus was like, this one. I can get this one.
What about... Oh, I'm trying here.
Just roll all crits.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just do that. Yeah. Right,
just roll a bunch of tens. It's not that hard.
One, so obviously...
What'd you get?
I'm going to roll a willpower as well.
Well, fuck you. I'm going to roll a willpower too then.
All right. I love this.
Fuck, that didn't help.
Oh, no. I got 6 successes.
Ooh.
I got 4.
No.
No. I was rolling 8 dice.
So you can, Raz, you can make like casual requests and stuff to Imogen. And Imogen, you feel like immediately just like very like, Raz is incredibly someone that you can trust. Like, this is a friendly ass face, and you know.
Joke's on you. Could have done that without using your powers. It's
just,
just the kind of person she is.
Are you ladies prepared to come back?
Yes, quite. Evelyn, was there anything you needed? I'm just thinking about where your hench person would meet up with us.
Yeah, I'm wondering how to get a hold of him.
Well, let me go ahead and grab a few of my things. Hold one moment, would you?
Of course.
Be a doll. And I'll just go back downstairs. And I think instead of William, I'm going to call Amber.
Ooh. All right. You sort of send out that... Mm-hmm. pulse to your ghouls that you need them, and unlike William, who is just fucking raring to go, Amber does not immediately appear.
Yes, I mean, I don't know where they all are either, so mm-hmm.
So you're gonna probably be down there for a little bit.
Hopefully they can wait goddamn second.
Which means Octavia and Imogen and Raz and Travis, you have a moment. Travis is Travis is just staring at you now, Raz.
Raz is probably like just smiling very serenely at Imogen, like just trying to look so innocent and sweet. And like, oh, you've got the most lovely garments on, darling.
Thank you. That's awfully nice of you to say.
I'm sensing something in this air. But Erasmus, do tell, any other occurrences in the evening since we had last left?
Oh, well, you know, yesterday was full of activity. I'm afraid it didn't get much better. When we found those two runaways, they were in quite a state.
Yes, what did they encounter?
It's difficult to explain because, frankly, neither of them can get enough words out of their mouths. Needless to say, they were quite scared, darling, and it has me quite scared.
Yes, quite. The shrieking was shrill, to say the least.
Quite. I did not know they could make those sounds, to be honest.
Imogen, perhaps as we wait... I was bragging about your skill with the violin to Erasmus. I'm getting a sense that he's quite taken with you. Perhaps you would like to play.
Oh, sure. Would you? That would be delightful. It's been so long since I've had live music.
Yeah, she's already gone. She's running.
Evelyn, you just hear Imogen like sprinting down the hallway to her room. And you hear just like rummaging through her stuff as you hear the telltale footsteps of coming through the sewers. And a sort of dirty looking face with big red hair looks up at you and says,
"Oh, hi there. You needed me, Mum."
"Yes. Have you heard where William is? I did send him on a quest last evening and I have not heard from him."
"Oh, well, you did tell him to look at the various dens of debauchery, so I imagine there are quite a few to investigate, and I mean, William tries his best, but..."
"Yes, he
"the call
does.
Of the siren is a strong one, Mum."
"Well, be a doll, Amber, and get the others and yourself to help him out. We are about to go on our investigation, and we do need this information as quickly as possible. This is the address we are going to. When you find out, come there and make yourself known to me and me alone, and we shall chat.
Of course, Mum. I don't wish to be a bother, but it has been some time for me.
Ugh, bye. Go on. If it will help you work harder, darling.
She kind of like pulls out a rusty knife and like slices your arm a bit and just starts drinking and you lose
the
hunger.
You could be gentle.
She is not paying attention to you now. much like when Prophet gets snacks.
Yes.
Amber is just gorging herself. Mm-hmm. And you get one extra hunger.
Cool, we're back up to three. It's fine. What if Red looked real tasty?
She's like, all right, Mom, I'll find William as fast as possible, Mom.
I know you will. You'll never let me down, will you, Amber?
Of course not, Mom.
And she runs away with like a newfound vitality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That's me done. I'll pretend to grab something. I don't know if I have a bag or something else that I can grab to make it look like I was grabbing things.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'll grab a little satchel and be like, all right, I'm ready. Back upstairs now.
You and Imogen are like rushing back upstairs together. Imogen, did you grab the fancy fiddle that the Lees had given you, Imogen?
No.
Just your other...
I've never used that one ever.
Yeah, I knew it.
Never have I used that one.
Just your classic one.
Yeah.
Our arch nemesis, the Lees.
So give me a... what did we say? Dexterity and performance?
Yee.
Sure, yeah.
Plus my specialty?
Yeah.
Fiddle?
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Hey, it sucked.
No.
Hey, I failed all of them.
Oh, no. Did you get any ones on your hunger?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
that's good.
But it sucked.
So
that's...
everyone sort of like sets up and Imogen's like really excited to impress you, Raz. And just like, it's been a month since this thing has been tuned. It just immediately starts going into, and it's like this folksy, like scratchy kind of tune. And she's really getting into it, but she seems like very obsessed with you while doing this. And it's not great.
I'm going to cast Cloud Memory.
So he thinks that it was awesome.
Yes. So this is charisma and dominate versus your wits and resolve, Raz.
Okay. Off the fucking rails.
Oh boy.
Oh my god. Like, it was great. Shut up. It was great.
I got three.
I only got one.
Okay. It was fabulous.
Applauding. Oh, darling, that was wonderful. I have missed your playing.
Oh, that was delightful. Thank you so much, Imogen.
I'm confused that they liked that.
You are very happy that Raz likes it, though.
Confused but happy is Imogen's perpetual state.
Yes.
I'm going to put it back.
Go shake her hand and stuff. And
oh, she's already gone. She's going to put it away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Travis kind of walks up to you, Octavia, and says, I don't understand. That wasn't very good.
It's a little mind trick I have. You know, it's all about...
What?
Hypnosis.
What? Have I been hypnosis?
Scare him.
Oh, no. Don't worry. I wouldn't be able to enter a mind such as yours. Quite strong.
Thanks.
This fucking guy.
Sorry, I'm a bit distracted by the client, but I have prepared a few of your other cases when you are free, but I don't know why you'd want to give up on this one.
Yes, we will attend to these as soon as we are able. But for now, I do believe it's time that we all go.
Or must you leave so soon, Erasmus? Those scones that I offered you are still available.
Oh, darling. And he'll like go up and grab his hand. Oh. You have my address. Come and see me whenever. And he'll give him like a gentle pat on the cheek.
Of course. I should finish filing. Kind of like spins a little bit looking for where at the desk.
Reminds me, a new cylinder for you. And I'll pass them a cylinder of my notes that I've recorded.
Thank you. Yours are the most organized, but I must admit I do not read Braille, so I hope that I have gotten these in the right cases.
I'm sure you're doing fine.
Excellent. I've been mostly going based off Marguerite's organizing method. She's labeled these quite well. Evelyn, I've noticed that you don't submit files.
Darling, my files are for me. Don't worry.
Oh,
you're doing wonderful.
Okay, excellent. All right. Well, have a good evening then.
A nugget.
Kind of sits down and like still just full blushing.
Enjoy a biscuit, a scone.
Oh yes, a scone.
Walk out.
Yes. I assume we're taking Fiend, yes.
Yeah, let's take the carriage. We'll all go together.
So far as well.
And the five? Yes, five of you hop on Fiend and head off into the London night. And I believe that's where we're going to take our break. Be right back.
See you soon.
Hello, it's your spooky spectral friend, Kelly. I hope you're enjoying part two of Set in Stone. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much to Haley for joining us once again. I got a bit of housekeeping for you, and then we're going to get right back into the episode.
I've been working on my Steve cosplay, and I found the perfect piece to finish it off at the costume shop. They have wigs, costumes, contacts, and they even have a cosplay section on their website for people just like me. Head on over to thecostumeshop.com/?? R-E-F = tabletop titties to get started. That's thecostumeshoppe.com. Spelled ye old way. Make sure to use the code tabletop titties with double D's to get yourself $10 off at checkout. Maybe I should make a Imogen White cosplay next.
If you're looking to support Indigenous businesses, check out Simply Indigenous. They are a monthly curated box that includes products made by Indigenous peoples and businesses. Their products range from skincare, beadwork, books, coffee, and much more. Their main goal is to support Indigenous businesses through Canada by creating an accessible and direct avenue to a wide range of Indigenous products. Today, supporting Indigenous is more important than ever, and Simply Indigenous allows you to do just that while also receiving some amazing products right to your door. So, simply shop Indigenous at simplyindigenous.ca.
Tabletop Titties is a weekly tabletop role-playing podcast run entirely by people of marginalized genders. With our entire first season out now on all podcast platforms, join us for season two of our 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign, Into the Revelia. This majestic carnival found in Hit Point Press's Hecna module is not what meets the eye and is sure to cause even the bravest adventurers to shiver in fear.
Why are you attacking me? I just want to be your friend!
Oh god, that creepy doll is here again! Ah!
Aha! I stab it!
I can't believe you've made it this far without a healer.
Tabletop Titties, live on Twitch every Tuesday and available wherever podcasts are found every Friday. For more information, visit our website at tabletoptitties.com. And whenever we say tabletop titties, that's with double D's if you know what we mean. I'll see you in the Revelia.
Just a reminder that we still have our Pride collection up. All profits are going to support Community, a nonprofit organization based in Vancouver, BC, that works to improve queer, trans, and two-spirit lives. You can go to tabletoptitties.threadless.com to buy some queer merch and support a great cause. You can give us a follow on social media at tabletoptitties, and you can tweet at us using the hashtag TTTitties, and we may just name an NPC after you. We record these live on Twitch, so you can go to twitch.tv/tabletoptitties Titties. On Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Pacific, we record these. And on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, we record Into the Revelia, our D&D 5e actual play set in a spooky carnival. You can check out our website at www.tabletoptitties.com. And every time I've said titties, it's with double D's, if you know what I mean. Let's get back to the episode. Bayek.
Hello.
The crew has all hopped on Fiend's carriage and heading back to Erasmus's estate. Is Evelyn driving again?
Sure, why not?
All right.
I have two dots in drive. I'm driving.
Oh, don't
take this from me.
And animals love you. So. Try to,
yeah, let's see if you can do some cool shit while we get there.
We can do a flip.
We're like drag racing. Like, ledge. Fast around. Let's rough him up a bit before we get back. Let's go.
Give him a show.
Just because I'm curious, you won't fail this roll. Give me a dex and drive.
Oh, no.
I promise I won't have anything bad happen if you, like, critically fail this.
We're not crashing, is what you're saying.
Hey, that's three successes out of four.
It is. You're missing all the potholes. Like, it is the smoothest fucking ride.
I love it.
That you have ever experienced.
Hell yeah.
And so it is Evelyn, Octavia, Prophet, and Erasmus in the sort of carriage area at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have any moments before we get to the estate?
I don't really have anything to say.
I think I'm just going to go ahead and activate Daunt. You know, as a treat.
And just start mean mugging Erasmus. Just,
but just like, I'm not saying anything. I'm just like, here. Just giving the don't fuck with me energy. You know?
He'll probably like actively like kind of shift his body away.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe kind of turn to Octavia and just be like, oh, like what kind of fortune telling do you do?
I do love a good tea reading, or I did back when I was a child before I lost my vision. Now I'm much more into sensing auras and yes, if I hold someone's personal object, I do get a sense of their story.
Oh, fascinating. I dabble a little bit, but I've never done tea leaves or, you know, auras kind of escape me.
Yes, the tea leaves themselves are quite interesting also because you get that extra conversation with the folks before you do the reading. You really get to know them via that quick 5 minutes or so of actually having to drink the tea, which I thought was very helpful as I had quite a few tea parties as a kid, as a girl.
That's quite clever. Were you ever, did you do it for show or strictly business?
Little of both. I mean, when things are slow for us, I do take the occasional seance in our seance room, but those never really turn into real cases, if you know what I mean. It's more informing folks of what they want to hear. But that's another side of the business entirely.
Yes, we're very good at finding out when things are not true.
Yes, well, you all seem very competent at your jobs.
Fiend is just doing dressage now.
I'm very impressed by you and your creature's abilities.
Yes, Imogen is a lovely driver. This is what you missed out on last evening.
Yes, quite.
Just super awkward. Just like, yeah.
Okay. While we're in the carriage, I'll just scry again. I mean, yeah. Might as well get as much as
fucking possible. Ask all the questions.
Give me a rest check.
Okay. That is a 4.
Ooh, give me just a moment.
So now I'm at level 3 because I downed that blood from earlier already.
Octavia. Don't waste the gift I've given you. Feed now or the beast will take over.
And I use that energy to try and like dive deeper into Raz's soul.
So give me an int and auspex.
Lack thereof.
Raz, give me a composure and subterfuge.
Oh, not my strong suit. Unsurprising.
I got 4.
I only got 1.
Yes!
So right off the bat, Octavia, you're sort of like, you get the feeling that you're like breaking down Erasmus's soul, basically. And you're like, each time is getting more successful than the last. You get a very strange, almost like hollow feeling, like this, it's almost like a melancholy, but it's as if like something used to be there and it is now no longer there. It's like a hollow, empty space in this feeling that you have in the soul.
Is it kind of similar to how I used to think of Marguerite?
No, like it's not that the soul is missing. It's like emotionally.
A drained feeling?
No, what's the right word for this? Like you get the sense that Raz is aware that something is missing and that like absence has created this like just blank space on what you get from Erasmus's soul.
Okay.
And then you can ask your follow-up questions. That was just what you get.
Yeah. I feel like it's cheating to ask questions that are like, what is your motivation? So I'm going to narrow them down. Does this have anything to do with the Sedites?
No, it's okay. No.
Are your intentions nefarious against us?
Define nefarious.
Severe harm to reputation or, well, I guess I have to separate it. So yeah, severe harm to reputation.
I don't think so. That's not the intention, at least.
Have the Lees put you up to this?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Five.
And that's it. That's all my questions
Plans
for now.
Guess who? Yeah. Do your intentions have a beard? No. All right.
So slightly nefarious, but not towards our reputation, which is really all I care about. I feel like I can survive anything, so.
And you arrive once again at the Erasmus estate. This sort of boxy, cavernous estate. Winifred once again arrives and sort of like jauntily runs over.
Hello, everyone. It's good to see you again. I see, a new person. This must be Imogen, the one that was missing last evening.
Hello, it's lovely to meet you.
You as well. My name is Winifred. I'm the housekeeper of Lord Erasmus's estate. Oh, let me help everybody down and sort of offers her hands. And we'll sort of greet everybody to enter the home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please come back in.
Octavia.
Oh, God.
As you enter in the like cavernous expanse of the home hits you, something is definitely different in here.
What if we just played into Raz's palm and that was the whole point? It's innocent and now I'm gonna die. Great.
Definitely seems more more is here. And you immediately feel, compared to last night, that it is different.
As always, I must greet the estate, and I'll ring my wailing bell.
As you do it, makes a ringing noise and fades.
Interesting. A new result. Different energy in the home this evening. And I, like, knowingly nod in where I assume Evelyn is.
Yes, I would know that means there is a thing here.
that yes. wasn't before?
This mm-hmm. is specifically in regards to wraiths, which means like ghosts / spirits in the home.
Perhaps it was because you were missing your associate all along. She was the one who is really the glue that keeps your investigations together.
Yes. Do tell us what we missed after we left. I heard the activity was continuous.
It's just...
And do tell us the truth. If you do not, I shall find out, I say. I still have Daunt activated, so I'm hoping that kind of... I'm edging to intimidate
yeah,
a little bit
there.
Yeah,
she's sort of like avoiding you a bit.
Well, it... there may be some gaps in the narrative that we had explained to you last
night. Oh, I'm
night.
Sure. There usually is, after all.
The truth is, we are haunted, but it is a roaming spirit, and last night simply wasn't a night that it was here. It was my worry that if you arrived here that and did not encounter anything, that you would not assist us.
I just wrote in our Zoom chat, no fucking way is that
yeah,
it.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah. I mean, Emily doesn't buy it. I mean, Imogen's yeah, like,
I, Rachel
oh,
doesn't
yeah,
buy it.
Course.
I don't know. I would like to suss out this comment from this bitch, because I do not trust her as far as I can throw her.
Give me a... wits and insight. This is the first time I have to roll tonight.
Ooh.
Guess what we're doing, guys?
Rousing the blood?
Yeah. We made it. We made
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That would be 4 successes.
The woman that you met last night was a very shrewd liar. The woman that you're talking to tonight is still lying a bit, but seems genuinely terrified. Not of you. She's terrified of you in that your presence is making her uncomfortable.
Sure.
But she seems as if she is like fighting to keep this narrative together.
Ah, so maybe my plan worked.
Oh, you poor dear. You look absolutely right. Do tell us what happened.
As she goes to speak, you hear a loud screech coming from a room on the top floor, just echoing through the halls. And she just wide-eyed looks at all of you and, like, doesn't say anything and just, like, stares at you, Erasmus.
Perhaps we should go see what that was. It's my statues again. I swear on set.
All right.
Winifred, darling, why don't you take my arm? I won't let anything happen to you.
All right. And she grabs your arm and begins walking with you upstairs. She's
I'm gonna use Obia on Winifred.
Okay.
To calm her down.
Gonna try to calm her down.
Mm, good idea.
Yeah.
Nice.
Try and get some more info.
Mm-hmm. Give me a rouse check.
Is a rouse.
That was a 5.
Oh boy.
Rip.
All right. Hunger are you at right now?
Just 2.
All right.
Or that puts me at 2.
Hey, Florence is back. Let's hear what Florence is up to.
My dear Ween, the beast hungers within ya. Find a way to feed before you do something you regret.
Yay, thank you.
So kind.
No.
So nice compared to fucking...
Vanessa's just like, fuck you.
You suck. Hey,
for this Obia, I rolled 3 tens.
Holy shit. So it's 6?
And a 9.
Mm-hmm. 7.
7? Wow.
Wow.
It's like a motherfucking spa up in here.
Everyone in the room who is kindred, though, give me a willpower roll.
Oh, boy.
Octavia.
Hey, my willpower is back to 0 again.
Octavia.
Or, you know, full.
Whoops. 1, 2, 3.
Difficulty 2, five, because Obeya is a second level power.
Okay. 3.
Well, we got... We got a 3.
Twinsies.
I only got a 1.
Just barely made it. So we were like, it smells really good in here.
As Winifred and Erasmus are walking up the steps, Erasmus, you feel like all of the tension in Winifred's arms just like loosen as if she had just like gone to a spa. But a incredibly intoxicating scent fills the air. You can't quite place it, but somewhere behind you has just this like savory, like the best steak you have ever had, scent in the air.
He's probably gonna like whip his head around, like without thinking, and kind of try not to chew on his lip.
You see just like a bit of blood leaking down Imogen's forehead. And sure enough, you like bite through your lip and just feel your own blood like fill up your mouth.
Oh, it would be dreadfully rude to go eat someone. He barely turns it up. Back around. But he is thinking about this.
Evelyn and Imogen, give me a wits and awareness.
Ooh. A wits and awareness.
4 successes.
3.
Both of you, see Erasmus just like turn around and immediately just like hold back as much as he can.
We all understand. At least he held back.
But on the top floor where the hallway sort of like disappears, you almost see like this creeping mold growing out of the shadows along the walls.
Resident Evil 7?
shall we go then? Lord Erasmus, and sort of like tugs at you a little bit.
Yes. It probably takes him like 30 seconds to take that first step up, though.
And as you turn around, all of you no longer see the mold. It is gone.
Oh.
Mm.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Winifred's going to attempt to whisper something to you, Erasmus.
How far away are we?
You crazy girl.
She's like halfway up the stairs now, and you guys are at the bottom.
Oh.
Definitely you can try to listen.
I'll try.
You can, all three of you, give me a wits and awareness.
4 successes again.
Jeez.
4 successes.
Jeez.
Cool. 3.
All right. You all clearly hear this.
Yay! Fuck yeah.
Vampires, bitch.
I thought this difficult was going to be higher, and I'm like, oh man, these people aren't even trying.
She tried. She just rolled bad, okay?
Okay.
She doesn't have the beast to rely on. She whispers to you, Erasmus, "We've made a terrible mistake. We thought that we could fill this place, but we got something terrible.
What? Well, I explicitly said no real ghosts."
And you hear...
Raz is going to stop on this.
I think Evelyn's going to have like a knowing grin on her face for the rest of the scene. Just, I love it when things fuck up for other people.
It just occurred to me, perhaps the professionals should take the lead on this.
Oh, what's wrong?
Sure.
Are you frightened?
Of a ghost. No, of course not. That's ridiculous. But I do worry for Winifred, you know.
Oh. Yes.
I wouldn't want to disturb the crime scene, I suppose.
Oh, it's a crime scene now, is it?
Well,
who's committed such a crime?
I mean, I don't know what else to call it. The place of activity? I assume the professionals should be there first before we disturb the spirits.
Wait, I think everyone's done enough disturbing for one day. Of course, let's go. And I just go up.
I follow.
Prophet is going to activate Oblivion's Sight.
Ooh.
A new ability for my dear pup, which allows him to immediately spot ghosts and other unseen creatures as long as they are not actively hiding on whatever plane they're on.
The moment that Prophet activates that, he just flips his lid and begins barking like mad at the top floor, just like as filling this room with the echoes of barking nonstop, just going buck wild. Is that normal?
Well, it does seem that something is quite different from the last time we were here. And Octavia kind of drops the pleasantry tone.
As I said,
aimed at Raz.
A wandering spirit, a aggressive wandering spirit. And this seems.
Oh, Winifred, enough with this. What the fuck did you put in my home?
Don't worry, darling. We already know it was a ruse last night.
Listen, I can explain myself, but perhaps after we deal with whatever this is.
You hear just like slamming.
This isn't going to come for free, Erasmus.
No, of course
not. We could just leave you here with whatever spirit you decided to dig up.
That's really the crux of it. We were aware of your understanding your insight into our deception last evening, and you hear just like slamming and crashing behind her upstairs. So
what the faces.
we took it upon ourselves to exhume certain remains that seem upset with us for doing so.
Remains
upset.
It's at this point that you hear a man yelling, and you see in a flash, a tall, pale, spindly creature bolt across the hallway in front of the stairs, dragging behind Gustav, who leaves a trail of blood on the floor.
Gustav!
And Winifred just screams and like stumbles down the stairs and holds herself up on the railings. Something terribly wrong has entered this house. I'm sorry, Lord Erasmus. And she begins to run for the door.
I don't think Evelyn's moved at all. Like she's she's in business mode and is unfazed.
All right.
She's just like,
yes.
Good.
Yes, I lied and I swear there was a reason for it and I am gladly explain it after this, and I will pay you in full as already discussed, and I'm assuming more now that it's an actual haunting.
Oh, much, much more.
Yes, well, I am well endowed, so whatever you'd like, really. Just get rid of whatever the fuck that was.
A life boon.
That would be lovely. Exactly what I was thinking, Octavia. Thank you.
Oh. he's contemplating now, what if I just leave this place and never come back?
You hear a crashing on the wall, sort of like the wall that's on the stairs.
I think they know it's you that caused this, by the way.
Oh, damn it all. Yes, all right, a life boon.
Yes, a life boon for each of us.
One. I can offer you one. I cannot guarantee more because I'm in a delicate situation as it is, darling. You must understand.
Oh, it seems like this home is beyond us, I would say. And Octavia turns down the stairs.
You hear a crunch in the wall as a crack appears, and you see what appears to be a blanket, but with holes cut into it, just fill it with blood, smashes through the wall.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
So
cute stuff.
You see Senna just like bleeding out through the wall now.
All right, okay, a life boon for all of you.
Hey, I'm going to go try to help the people that are bleeding out.
That's fair.
Well, Octavia, let's get to work, shall we?
Indeed.
We gotta face the creature.
All right. In order of things that people wanted to do, Imogen, are you going to rush up the stairs to attempt to help?
Yeah.
All right. You get up and you, Erasmus, as Imogen gets closer to you, it's like you need to basically like stab your palms with your own nails to prevent yourself.
I'll put up feral weapons and just like.
Your hands just become like liquid with blood as you're just stabbing yourself. Imogen, you see just like raspy breathing. The like sheet is like going up and down, filling with blood.
I do what I can to try to stop it and find the cause of the bleeding and all that jazz.
Are you going to do this magically or via medicine?
Well, can I try to roll medicine first? Because I'm basically a doctor.
Yeah, give me an intelligence and a medicine.
It's not as many as I hoped, but that's fine.
That folksy medicine.
Two, three, four. Four successes.
You can definitely tell that she has some cranial damage from hitting the wall, but luckily the wall's like not completely solid. But the real damage is it seems that getting pushed into like the wood, her neck has been cut a bit. As you hear screaming, rushing away from this spot deeper into the house. Ghostly screaming, not human screaming.
Okay. Yeah, I can't use Valerian on not vampires, so.
If you wish to just use that medicine roll, you can like apply pressure and keep her stable, basically.
Yeah. Can I also do forgetful mind so that she forgets all of this pain?
Sure. What?
That is a rouse check that I passed.
Nice.
Yay!
Give me a manipulate and discipline. Manipulate and dominate.
Sweet dear Imogen.
Because I did my research, and that's what I'm supposed to use these powers for.
Yay.
One, two, three, salubri. Four successes. All yes. successes.
Woo!
Now I'm going to need a willpower from all
Damn
the
it.
Others.
Oh, God. So many willpower checks.
Difficulty Showing three.
I have to get a Good. Success on half of these. I got a success on half of them. Three.
I got a one.
No! Fuck. Why do I bother trying to do anything? Like,
I got three.
Yay. Erasmus, the like clenching is helping at this point. You're like, don't eat her, don't eat her, don't eat her. Evelyn, you know that if you don't get yourself out of here, you're going to.
Shit. I'm also at three hunger. So yeah, this is rough for me.
God.
Octavia. I smell her, and this is very bad.
It's okay. Help. I put a dot into brawl.
Just go punch. And you feel the breathing is like settled a bit, and she's like definitely calmed down as you are holding pressure on the wound.
Okay. Should I like leave? Is that what I need to do to like not eat Imogen?
It's up
well,
to
I'm
you.
Outside, so like you could just go inside.
Okay, yeah, I'll run into the other room and try to, like, get away from it.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
That's a good idea. I don't really have anything that can stop you except for profit, like, literally biting your ankle or something.
Yeah. I'll be like, where is the ghost? I will protect you. Do what you have to do, Octavia. God, why does she smell so good?
I mean, like.
It's not fair.
Octavia,
I can also just like compel you to not eat me.
It's true.
Worst comes to worst. Yes.
Yeah.
I have a fuck ton of dice for that roll.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I don't know what would be best. I'll leave it up to you, storyteller. I'm wanting to get a bit more information on what we're facing so I can have some like tactics for the group. So I'm thinking either sense the unseen or to do like an occult roll.
I would say you can just do a general intelligence and cult.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll its ready my dice.
I will ready my rapier. My
rapier.
And be ready to protect Octavia as she is performing this. Because I
She's the expert, and I need her to tell me what is happening and what to do.
That's fair.
To get rid of the ghosts. So
I'm going to spend a willpower. Yeah. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes.
You can tell that this is a full-on wraith. Powerful wraith, but a spirit, a ghost that has built up energy in the Shadowlands and has basically come back and is now just wrecking house. Literally.
Okay. I'll say quite a powerful wraith we have here, but I believe we can face him. And I'm gonna... Can I do something else?
You could have Prophet do something else.
Sure. Yeah, let's try and have Prophet... Prophet will activate his Arms of Shadows, Arms of Ahriman.
Just tendrils shooting up under the stairs.
and that's technically an action to... Or like a turn to actually activate them. So just you like can't do anything with them yet.
Digging into the darkness and all the shadows coalescing into tendrils. Erasmus, what are you up to?
Raz is just going to kind of look between everyone and where that thing went and go, well, it looks like you have this. And he's going to find kind of like a dark shadow corner and activate Cloak of Shadows and just hunch down.
Perfect. I mean, we've established your place is incredibly shadowy. So you just like sneak into a corner and just disappear. Imogen.
Do I see him do this?
What is your auspex?
Oh, I don't have auspex.
All right. No, because yeah, you so specifically I just left have
very,
the room.
I'm very known for obfuscate, so I was wondering if I watched him go into a corner and disappear and I'd know what the fuck he was doing.
I think because you ran away to not eat Imogen, you...
Oh, yeah, you weren't in the same room, were you? Yeah, never mind. I wouldn't know anything. Okay. Cool.
Speaking of, Imogen, are you just helping this girl?
Yeah.
You got plans for anything else?
Nope. If there are any other injured people, I will help them.
Yeah, you're kind of like standing on the stair, like hands to this woman's head who's coming through the wall, and you can just see the bloodstain of Gustav that was dragged down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot of blood. At that medicine, you're like, maybe not.
I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn, what are your plans?
I would like to, like I said, I ready my rapier. I'm just kind of near Octavia, kind of like shielding her as she is doing all of her ghosty things. And I would also like to activate Lethal Body just in case.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
You can now hear just like this ghost wilding out upstairs and just like slamming into things. You hear like... furniture being flipped over. Basically everything that Winifred had described is actually happening.
It's now happening.
And just like wails and screams coming
this
out through the halls.
This is what you call karma.
and Rats honestly, just whimpering in his corner.
you love to see it, to be frank.
Octavia, what are your intentions?
I think Evelyn actually says that out loud.
Yes.
You can hear this, Erasmus.
Just a.
From the shadows, the finger shadows.
Middle finger.
Technically not a sound or a smell. Mm-hmm. All right, Octavia, what is your plans?
All right, I'm going to use the Ghostbuster.
Ooh.
Have quite a few dots in my Ghost Gadgets ability. What do you want me to roll with my technology Ghost Gadget?
I would say first you have to find the ghost.
All right. I will attempt to find said
like,
ghost.
It's like skittering around this house.
Okay. I can't remember if I have already activated Sense the Unseen.
Technically, Prophet has the ability to see the ghost. So you could like almost use Prophet as like a guide dog.
Sure. Yeah. I'll hold on to his harness or his leash, the new leash that Evelyn got for us.
Or no, Imogen
got for us.
And just like you feel the like cold tendrils like lashing at your legs as Prophet like pulls you through the house and is like barking and sniffing and just like stops, and here you hear just like of Prophet, and then you hear like of the ghost in the room in front of you.
Bustin', 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 bustin'.
So give me what did we say? Intelligence and technology?
Yeah.
Definitely with Ghost Gadget specialty.
My best roll ever.
Now she's rolling this great Wraith sound, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I almost did the crackling from The Grudge, I think.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I the, felt like, the inspo.
Yeah. The, like, vocal fry.
It is. We are dressed in costumes, so it's a Halloween
it's
episode.
It's a Halloween
spoopy.
Special. I'm going to use another willpower. Might as well just drive this home.
Honestly, okay. Fair.
An extra success. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 successes.
Imogen's just going to come in here and do some weird powers, and we're going to have no willpower left, and it's going to be great.
Oh, jeez. So catching the ghost off guard, the Wraith is just, like, tearing through. You hear, like, sheets ripping and like shit being flipped over, and it just like turns, and everybody that is like near the stairs see this like brilliant crimson light flash in the hallway. Octavia, your hand begins to like shake holding the Ghostbuster. The center of your hand begins to like burn this like searing pain as you take 1 point of aggravated damage.
Oof.
As it bursts, basically like the energy of pulling this Wraith in burns a hole in your hand.
Ow!
But you hear it like its cries become closer, but like almost like closer, but like echoed as if it's being pulled into this hallway. As it like you feel the power of it absorbed into the gem in your palm. And basically, you're like, you can hear the sizzling of your flesh, but you no Yikes. Longer hear the wails of the Wraith.
I believe I have contained it, but it is quite angry.
What do we do with it?
Well, I do want to know why it's mad, but I figure we could just ask the people who brought it here.
I imagine it was possibly a desecrated corpse of some kind that ticked it off, but I suppose we could go and ask. Hopefully they will be truthful now.
You just hear, like, gurgles just coming
kidding,
from down
all
the
dead.
Hallway.
This one's Imogen, not- how are you doing?
Trying to keep her alive.
She seems like stable. It wasn't like a artery or anything like that. It was bad, but not terrible. Octavia, while you're up here, give me a wits and awareness.
Ooh. And there's a second ghost.
Yeah, that's the real one.
Yeah, that wasn't even the powerful one.
Two successes.
That's enough. You hear sort of from the hallway behind you within the room across the hall what sounds like whimpering. It almost sounds like a man just whimpering quietly to himself.
I want to walk over there and attempt to grab them by the neck and say, Erasmus!
Prophet just like growling. You do grab someone. It's not Erasmus.
Damn it! That would have been so cool.
But you hear, is it gone?
It is contained.
All right. And you can just smell like a strong urine smell.
Oh, they peed themselves.
Who are you?
It's Cyril. I didn't know. What was that? Was that what we saw last night?
Everyone downstairs.
All right.
Or should we not move? Imogen, have you stabilized your patient?
I could use some help. But yes. I'm through the wall, right?
Yeah, her head is through the wall.
Like, someone needs to help me out on the other side of the wall.
Is she still bleeding? Is Imogen still bleeding?
Oh, I would say that, like, given enough time, you can sort of, like, steady yourself. The blood that seeps from her wound, like, eventually dries and, like, coagulates under her face.
Okay, if it's safe for me to do so and I can control myself, I will go and assist
Imogen and getting this person out of the wall.
Thank you.
You just kind of like pull her head back through the wall. She's got like a few broken limbs from just being like decimated by the wraith, but she will definitely survive.
I'm definitely less gentle than Imogen with this person. I'm just like, oh, don't complain. You did this to yourself.
You see, as you go up, Evelyn, too, at the end of the hallway, just like slumped over, is half of Gustav.
Yeah.
And,
oof.
I did like the taste of him. Because I had him, I had a little nibble last episode, so.
Cyril's just like, Lord Erasmus, where are you?
Raz will step out of the shadows and kind of like brush off his clothes as though nothing has happened. And kind of wander towards Cyril.
They're all dead.
Darling. Oh, all of them.
Well, I...
Winifred?
I haven't seen Winifred. She was...
Oh, I'm sure Winifred's fine. She probably ran off somewhere.
This was her idea. I swear.
What did she get you to... What? I specified no real ghosts.
She was manic. She knew that they were onto us. She had us
go... Well, yes, I know where I told her that, but...
She had us go to Highgate Cemetery and dig someone up. I didn't recognize the name.
Was their name Abby Normal?
It was
see more ghosts.
It was Mox something.
Oh God.
Karl Mox?
Yes, that's the one.
What? Why is this a book?
I don't know what's happening.
Why is this so linked to the ghost?
She recognized the name from a book in your study.
Oh God. Okay,
not too bright, this one, was she?
He didn't seem too pleased.
Not only did you bring Karl Marx back as a wraith, but there is his desecrated corpse in my estate currently.
Yes, we put it in the cellar.
Oh, burn it immediately. Get rid of it. Oh, God.
Oh, I can help. It's fine. We can put it back where we found it.
Please do.
I have people for that.
Resourceful. I should get some of those.
My apologies. I will get right on that.
Can you walk? Are you okay?
I hid.
All right.
Wow.
He's gonna give him like a very gentle pat on the shoulder. You did well, darling.
Thank you. If you tell Winifred, tell her that I would very much like to quit.
Oh, yes. No, full severance pay. Don't worry about it. If you need a place to go, you know, I can... We'll figure something out, darling. This was not supposed to happen.
Preferably outside of the country.
Sure. Yes.
I knew I should have planted a bloodstone on her.
I really thought about it last episode, and I didn't.
Winifred's suspect, yeah.
Damn it.
And he will go she to the cellar. The and
Yeah, Winifred was working for the Lees the whole time. It wasn't it. It was Raz.
Now, you, tell us what is going on.
Right. It's a little embarrassing, actually.
I love embarrassing. Go on.
Clearly. Well, okay, so the thing is, it's always... You see, I'm very good at pretend fortune-telling, but I'm desperate to actually learn how to prophesize. And I heard all these rumors about you and how you were the best, and I wanted to see if you actually were the best, but of course I didn't want to have an actual haunting, so I thought if you came in and you told me, oh, there's no haunting here, then I could be like, oh, well, obviously they're really good, and you guys were really good, but then it went way too far.
You know, you could just ask for help next time.
Yes. Truly. This was very elaborate, and you honestly could have asked for...
Yes.
Help.
It's
teachings and probably would have resulted in not a life boon.
Well,
but a regular boon.
Sure.
But now you have a life boon for each of us.
Mm.
So right. Congratulations, you played Thank yourself.
You know The thing
I'm a very friendly person. I feel like my reputation precedes me for my helpfulness.
You're absolutely right, darling. All of you are rather lovely and wonderful reputations. And unfortunately, I do not hold the same standing in all circles, particularly being, you know, insertite. So I just really want to bust ghosts too.
Well, we are holding applications.
Are you?
You say you have no real talent for speaking with the other side, but there are other talents you hold, you possess. Wow. In fact, I believe our dear Evelyn, were you not searching for someone who has a knack for getting into parties?
Yes, actually. Well, as you can tell, my demeanor does not bode well for me for gathering information in the higher class areas of life. Unfortunately.
Quite. You're very lovely. But yes, I am quite good at getting into parties.
Mm-hmm. It's just so disappointing that we ended up on such a footfall.
Yes.
Yes, that is a bit of a... Well, I'm not so good at the friends thing.
Neither was I once. You do learn after a while. Practice makes perfect, darling.
Working on it.
Yes, you'll have to work and work and work to make it right, won't you?
So excited to do that.
And on that note, with Cyril dragging the rotted corpse of Karl Marx through your foyer.
What the actual fuck?
We are going to end it there.
Where was Karl Marx buried?
Yeah. Highgate Cemetery.
Fucking England. You knew it.
You knew.
I researched the fuck out. You knew.
Playwright does their homework.
Oh, thank you for listening to Tabletop Titties, Titties by Night.
Kelly Wright is our storyteller, and our Season 1 TBN players include Charlene Bear, Emily Matchett, and Rachel Thielade.
Our sound engineer and logo designer is Kelly Wright, and our episodes are edited by Kelly Wright.
All music featured in Tabletop Titties is from the website Pixabay and CompetechMusic.com by Kevin McLeod, using a Creative Commons license, or FreeMusicArchive.org.
For more information, including a full list of songs used in every episode, please check out our website. TabletopTitties.com. That's Tabletop Titties with double D's if you know what we mean. We'll see you next time.